smack dab in it.
We give the Palestinians money. The Palestinians pay families money of those who kill Israelis and Americans. That is outrageous waste of taxpayer dollars. Thoughts?
Well, it's worse than that. It incentivizes murders. But I think that President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is the perfect response to President Obama's outrageous orchestration of the Security Council resolution, which he pushed through as a lame duck that declared the Western Wall to be illegally occupied territory, the Hebrew University, the Hadassah Hospital, the Jewish Quarter. According to this resolution that was basically pushed through by Obama, these are outrageously flagrant violations of international law. The best response to that horrible resolution is for the president to say, we don't accept the UN resolution, and the best proof of it is we're going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. You say it's occupied, we say it's the capital. Perfect response.
That was Alan Dershowitz on The Hannity Show. A liberal Obama and Hillary supporter tearing into Barack Hussein Obama for, I'm going to call it like it is, his total anti-Semitism. How a Jew supports him is, in my mind, incredible. And how a Jew doesn't recognize what Donald Trump just did is another thing that is incredibly amazing to me. You know, this claiming of the what was already a 3,000-year-plus capital ordered by God himself, promised to be reinstated by Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama when he was running for office. Oh, yeah. We're all going to move the embassy, and we're all going to declare Jerusalem what it is already, what Jews have always recognized, the only capital proclaimed by God himself, Jerusalem. 800 times mentioned in the Bible. I don't think Jerusalem's mentioned once in the Quran. The birthplace, or very close to the birthplace of Jesus. Well, still think Donald Trump is an anti-Semite, all you idiots out there who proclaim that with his Jewish daughter and his Jewish son-in-law and his three Jewish grandchildren? And to those of you who say, oh, well, this is going to wreck the peace process. What peace process? There is none. This, in fact, I think might create a peace process because it takes the obvious off the table. Jerusalem is, always was, and always will be the capital of the God-given state to Jews, Israel. Hopefully now the so-called Palestinians will get over it and start negotiating a real peace with Israel. And by the way, on my website is a column by Carolyn Glick, who is an amazing writer for the Jewish World Review and for the Jerusalem Post, that sets out a peace plan that was suggested by the King of Saudi Arabia, which sounds like it could work. And it is partially giving some land to the Palestinians, both in the West Bank and Gaza, and even includes the northern Sinai Peninsula, which is now Egyptian territory. Hi there, and welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend and birthday boy, Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Very well, Dave.
Did you like my birthday gift for you?
Oh, I love summer.
Yeah, well, those other things, too. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean that. We brought you cake and burritos, well, McDonald's burritos,
thank you,
Egg McMuffins and stuff like that.
Very kind of you.
So, and all you can think about is what?
Summer.
There you go. All right, and by the way, this show is now in its 10th year. Can you believe that? Now, when we first started this out, how long did you think I would last?
I'd hope it was only going to last a day.
Yeah. You thought I was just going to pack it up and it was a half an hour show.
I know it was. It was. That was Henry Antelak.
And Henry Antelak, we interviewed my dentist. we used to call him Pig Vomit. Mike Thompson did. Who gave me the opportunity for the show, mind you.
Right.
He brought me in his office after that show and he says, "Okay, Weinbaum, let me just tell you this. If you want to keep the show, no more interviews." Well, now I do interviews, but it's a little different.
Well, it's
you know, I was trying to find my sea legs doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was scared to do it, right?
It's gotten better as it gone along, though.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
It gets better all the time, and now we're in our 10th year. So, you know, you want to look at things like that. And, you know, I just saw William Shatner, a couple weeks ago, and he did a one-man show. Caller, hold on. I'm going to get through this. And then if you're still on, he did a one-man show. He's 86 years old.
Yeah,
but he started off, you know, really with a lot of stuff. But his first really big deal was Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know how long Star Trek lasted originally?
About 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And then came I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just it's still, all these things are rerun, you know?
Right.
How long do you think that lasted?
5 years.
5.5 years, that's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And Seinfeld, still an amazingly watched show. My girlfriend is all over it. She's seen every episode at least 10 or 15 times, and she's got me on it, too. How long do you think they lasted?
9 years.
9 years, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I am now into my 10th year.
Yeah.
And I'm more passionate, more excited. I don't want to say more because I always have been that way, I think. I'm just excited to do this show. I'm excited for the success of it and the fact that I've got all these people that listen to me. Now, let's see if this one is still on. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm sorry about your wait. What's your name? Where are you calling from? They're not on. Okay. Call me back, all right? I apologize.
That's all right.
Because, you know, I normally promise them something from you. Yep. You notice I didn't do that this time because I thought they wouldn't be there. I just didn't think so. All right, we got a great show coming up. I mean, it's packed, folks. Packed. This is at least a 3 or 4 hour show. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Because you're I'm going to call you the first caller. Lee Burr will come over after the show and bring whatever's left of his birthday cake to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I don't need his birthday cake. But anyway, this is Brian from Salem.
Hey, Brian. What's going on, man?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to Donald Trump for recognizing the Jerusalem as the capital of Israel by putting our embassy there. I think that's great. It couldn't be a better day. And I think he's done really good in that way. And I also think the way to negotiate with the Palestinians is when they start causing trouble, we need to take over 10 more miles of their land and give it to Israel and then say there's more where that came from.
Well, if you look up the original map that was supposed to be Israel, they're way under what they should have, according to God.
I know.
According to what God deeded them. And this is in the, you know, the funny thing about this, it's in the Quran that God gave the Jews Israel. And how they get around that, I don't know. They just say, well, these aren't real Jews. Oh, give me a break. Who's going to define a Jew, for goodness sakes, except for, you know, dopes like Lee Burr? You know, there you go. So anyways, and by the way, do you know where this story broke first in America, in the world?
What the story about Israel?
Yeah, the embassy getting moved.
Did you do it?
Absolutely.
I didn't know. I don't listen to everybody.
A week ago Thursday. Now, there were indications in Israeli news that this might happen, but the rabbi said he's pretty sure it's coming. That was last Thursday. In fact, can you play, I want you to play, let's see, where do I have this? Number three for Brian here, would you please?
Well, Dave, I will give you some breaking news. It was just reported in the Israeli media within the last hour that they expect it to happen in the next few days. I was shocked to see that.
That's huge news.
But it's reported in the Israel media that the embassy will officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital and move the embassy in the next few days.
Oh, boy.
The Israeli media is reporting right now.
Where do you see all the other shoes dropping, huh?
Yeah, and you know, your listeners can say, you scooped them, Dave.
Well,
you heard it here first.
Hey, amongst other scoops, which was the IDF aiding Syrians caught in the civil war there, who were crossing the border and getting medical help and all sorts of aid and water and diapers and baby formula. Now, Putin got Assad to offer Israel a 25-mile non-military zone, which we brought up on a recent show as well. And this
That's
is relating
right, actually,
to the Golan Heights. Do you remember that? Now, Brian, you still there?
Yep, I am.
Is that cool? I mean, look, I've got a show here, and I have one guy that works for me directly, and I've got Lee. I'm not going to comment on that one way or the other. You know that's just the way it is, okay? And to have that kind of to actually, Pastor Pat out there in her church was the one that coerced me into coming to church to meet him. And since then, we've had this amazing relationship, and now he's doing tours here in Rawa, engaging trips and more from Kimmy out there. I mean, she's doing, they're going to do at least 30 on one trip, and he's got more coming for her. I mean, this is incredible. And this is what I love about my sponsors too, is I want to make them money.
Yeah.
So this is great.
We're making, you know, a step in the right direction for Israel. It's pretty refreshing after the last 8 years of just boneheaded nonsense.
Well, it was pure anti-Semitism, and this idiot Obama, and he's a total narcissistic dope. He's now comparing Trump to Hitler. Now,
this is ridiculous.
Can you imagine Hitler having the German embassy move and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of the Jews, Israel? Could you imagine that? So what I'm saying here is he's projecting. He is exactly what he says Trump is. He is the guy that made, through the Iran deal, they made more Jews in peril than Hitler killed in World War II. Anybody want to say that's wrong? Give me a call, 573-364-0800. Or
zero.
You okay?
R-H-H-E-R.
There you go.
All right, Brian. All right, come on in the studio. I'm kicking Lee out. All right, thanks, Brian. Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take our first commercial here because we got a packed show. Like I say, we had Alan Dershowitz, who, by the way, I write with sometimes, and the Jewish World Review. We've got Drew Berkowitz, or as Lee calls him, Berkowitz. Apparently everybody is Jewish, according to Lee. The ex-CIA officer, OpsLens.com editor, and media goddess Cheryl Chumley coming up. So don't touch the dial. We got lots more. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, 99.7 FM.
Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's going to beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5000. In investing, there's two sides to the coin, risk and return. But many advisors do too little to reduce risk. And when there's losses, well, we're told to hang in there. It'll work out over the long term, if you're around for the long term. St. Louis advisor Lindbergh Capital takes a different approach. For starters, they constantly work to manage risk and limit losses. To learn more, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055. Lindbergh Capital Management.
At Gar Truck and Equipment, they understand that keeping your truck rolling down the road is how you make your money. And if parts stores are closed after 5, well, there's no way to repair and be ready for the morning. That is why they are there for you and open until midnight Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 4 on Saturdays. As an authorized Cummins and International dealer, they can fix any make, any model, anytime. Check them out at GarTruck.com. Gar Truck and Equipment.
Owner Gary Builder of Lucas Wine and Spirits on what happens when you combine service, selection, and price.
Well, we've always been considered by our customers as a destination. We draw from as far away as Nashville, Oklahoma, and surrounding states.
You'll want to show your friends.
People bring their relatives in not to show off a big liquor store, but to show off a store that they're proud of. See our new store at 15678 Manchester.
Or online at LucasLiquorSTL.com.
If you're remodeling your home, then you are going to want to start from the bottom up and get some new flooring at the Flooring Nook in Rolla. Oh, you went to a big box store. How'd that go?
Excuse me, sir. I need some help picking out flooring.
Oh, yeah. I'm in lawn and garden, and I'm on break. I'll get somebody.
And then no one ever comes.
Sir, the store is closing. You're going to have to leave.
Shoulda went to the Flooring Nook.
Yes, you should have. See the folks that actually want to help with your flooring needs at the Flooring Nook.
Stop in at 2077 Old St. James Road or find us on Facebook.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook.
The leaks are coming primarily from Flynn's lawyer. Flynn's lawyer is a very sophisticated guy who knows how to play the game. He's holding Flynn up there, and he's saying, I have a man for sale or for rent. If the government wants him, the prosecutor wants him, hey, we're ready to make a deal. If the president wants him on his side, we're ready to accept a pardon. So I don't think a deal has been made yet, because if it had been, I think one of the conditions would be no leaking, because Mueller doesn't like leaks.
So what you're talking about is the fact that we only know all of this because someone is talking.
And because somebody has an advantage in talking. Now, as far as the Kushner matter is concerned, mm-hmm. he's apparently only a witness, not a target
or a
subject.
That's what this tells you.
That's what this tells me.
Michael Flynn.
Because he's asked about Flynn. Now, making a deal with Flynn is very, very, very difficult because he's committed perjury, or he's alleged to have committed perjury and lied. So the special prosecutor has to make a decision. Is he going to indict him for perjury or lying and then present him as a witness who has lied? Or is he going to try to avoid indicting him? And then the defense attorney will be able to argue, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this guy is a liar. And the government spared him from any prosecution. He'd sell you his grandmother.
Alan Dershowitz, once again, you know, he is a law professor at University of, well, the Harvard University. I don't know if I said that with the right Eastern snottiness, but he is a law professor. He's a very smart guy. And I'm very proud to have written next to him in the Jewish World Review. And making a very good legal point that if you convict somebody for lying, and then you want to use them as a witness against somebody, well, he'd sell his grandmother to ease his punishment, won't he? So they make lousy witnesses. But that just brings us to the subtle point, not too subtle point of what we're seeing. Unless you're from Mars and did not see the Senate, or I mean the testimony yesterday from new FBI Director Wray and the questioning, which I thought was right on. I've been critical of some of these Republicans and their questioning, and I'm beginning to lose faith in Trey Gowdy, who, you know, defends Mueller just about every chance he gets, although even he's getting a little bit shaky about Mueller. I've figured out Mueller early on. What the hell is an ex-FBI guy doing as a special prosecutor when the FBI investigation of Hillary and her emails is way under suspicion? And his best brother, his almost brother, James Comey, is the guy there, you know, that's in question. Why would he accept a job like that? Think about it. Why would he? All right, somebody has the answer to that. Give me a call, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
So we have this Jordan thing. I think I want to play that right now, this number four. I want to play that. Because
the same Peter Strzok that we learned this past weekend was removed from the special counsel team because he exchanged text messages with a colleague at the FBI that were displayed a pro-Clinton bias. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Talk about the same guy. Okay.
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm not getting. Peter Strzok is selected to be on Mueller's team after all this history, put on Mueller's team, and then he's removed for some pro-Clinton text messages. I mean, there are all kinds of people on Mueller's team who are pro-Clinton. There's been all kinds of stories. PolitiFact reported 96% of the top lawyers' contributions went to Clinton or Obama. But Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, interviewed Secretary Clinton, changed gross negligence, a crime, to the term extreme carelessness, who ran the Russian investigation, who interviewed Mike Flynn, gets put on Mueller's team, and then he gets kicked off for a text message that's anti-Trump. If he kicked everybody off Mueller's team who was anti-Trump, I don't think there'd be anybody left. So here there's got to be something more here. It can't just be some text messages that show a pro-Clinton, anti-Trump bias. There's got to be something more. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. But my hunch is it has something to do with the dossier. Director, did Peter Strzok help produce and present the application to the FISA court to secure a warrant to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign?
Congressman, I'm not prepared to discuss anything about a FISA process in this setting.
We're not talking about what happened in the court. We're talking about what the FBI took to the court, the application. Did Peter Strzok, was he involved in taking that to the court?
I'm not going to discuss in this setting anything to do with the FISA court applications.
And he couldn't answer it. He wouldn't answer it. Wouldn't that kind of news be handy? Why don't the American people, why aren't we let in? Why are they Why do they continue to hide behind this garbage? We have a right to know. And I tell you what this is, folks. This isn't just corruption. This is an attempt from the last administration to overturn the duly elected president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. That's where this is going. Mueller. Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, and now Ray. And I'm going to tell you something. If Jeff Sessions doesn't get his you-know-what together, Trump should fire him because he is about as worthless as Lee Burr on a bad day. No, that was wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But still, I mean, does anybody here not see this? Give me a call. Are you just still blinded by Mueller's alleged reputation? Everybody on his team that he picked, every single one of them contributed to either Obama, Hillary, or both. Not $1, not 1 cent went to Donald J. Trump. And the stroke guy, Strzok, he handled the Hillary deal. He's the one that told Comey that this isn't gross negligence, this is extremely careless, so they could avoid saying exactly what the law said. And what's the difference? Even Ray, who is now, in my mind, part of this conspiracy, said, well, if you looked in a thesaurus, there really isn't much of a difference. And he's the one that was in charge of the investigation for Comey of Hillary and her emails, where they decided to exonerate her before 26 witnesses were interviewed, gave up Hillary's lawyers, Cheryl Mills and a couple others, gave them immunity for what? And now you've got General Flynn. What did he confess to? He lied to the FBI. Well, the FBI has been lying to America now for years and years and years. And all of these guys are connected. It's a coup, part cover-up, because all these guys were in on the Uranium One deal, where we sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. Mueller was the FBI director. Comey, second in command. McCabe, he was in on it. Rosenstein. Holder, Lynch. Well, we're on to something here, folks. And you're just going to see a lot of amazing stuff. Now, right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back with Rabbi Moshe from Ephrat Israel, another scintillating interview with the rabbi. And we have he's a very interesting thing, because you know who doesn't like the Israeli designation of Israel and the United States recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel? Who doesn't like it, Lee?
Obama.
Well, that's one.
Clinton?
Nope. All right, when we come back, we'll find out the answer.
Okay?
All right, this is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTGR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Every business needs just the right sign to get people into your business. Missouri Neon Outdoor is here to help. Missouri Neon Outdoor has been family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. Outdoor advertising remains one of the most cost-effective ways for businesses to build awareness and drive customers to their door. And they offer billboard coverage in over 25 counties in Southwest Missouri. Missouri Neon Outdoor has an expert creative staff that can design a great look for you. Call today for available locations in your area. 1-800-788-1778.
Cox Brothers Service Company, located in St. James, is there when you need them. Cox Brothers staff is focused on delivering professional restaurant and refrigeration equipment, services, and installation to the local service areas and beyond. Keep your business running right with the professionals at Cox Brothers Service Company. Give them a call at 573-368-4083. And as always, they thank you for your continued support and patronage.
GM Certified Service. What does that mean? It means when you schedule an appointment, your vehicle will be repaired or serviced right the first time. It means no matter the make or model, foreign or domestic, you will have someone expertly trained to make sure your vehicle is in top running order. It also means you get the little things like a drive-through service lane to keep you out of the elements, free coffee and Wi-Fi while you wait, and Saturday service too. Find new roads to see service manager Jerry Meany and his expert certified crew of technicians and advisors at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
Hi, this is Sarah Weinbaum, massage therapist at Lavish Day Spa, formerly known as Terra Day Spa. Come visit me at our all-new location on North Bishop next to Steak and Shake. Come take your stress and worries away with our full-service salon and day spa, featuring discounts on Dermalogica and other skincare items offered with a purchase of a facial. New location, same number, 364-0905. Come sail away at Lavish Day Spa in Rolla.
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs. 364-1919.
The Acar Real Estate Sign in the Yard is your first step to sold. Whether buying or selling, put the best team of realtors to work for you. Acar Real Estate is the top-selling real estate agency in four counties. They work diligently to make your real estate transactions happen. Independently owned and operated for over 12 years by Delek Acar, broker owner. When you want results that move you, call the professionals at Acar Real Estate at 368-SELL. That's Acar Real Estate at 368-7355.
Sales results obtained from Maris Incorporated. Whether you're the casual collector or a solid investor, come see Ken's Coins in Owensville and they will treat you right. At Ken's Coins, they buy and sell collector coins, gold and silver coins, bullion and scrap gold and silver. Looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for that special someone? Ken's Coins also sells gold and silver jewelry for any occasion. Rolla Rare Coin is now closed, so they welcome all past and current customers to make that short drive to Ken's Coins on Highway 28 in Owensville next to the post office, or call them at 573-437-7498.
Well, I feel badly for General Flynn. I feel very badly. He's led a very strong life, and I feel very badly, John. I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame. Hillary Clinton, on the 4th of July weekend, went to the FBI, not under oath. It was the most incredible thing anyone's ever seen. She lied many times. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied, and it's like they ruined his life. It's very unfair. Thank you very much.
That's what we're facing here. As I wrote a column a couple months ago, or not a couple months ago, about a month ago, and that was killing justice. That's what they've done in this country. They've killed justice. If you do anything, if you go and lie to the FBI, if you do anything in this country, you're going to get prosecuted. If you're Hillary Clinton, you get a pat on the back, not even a slap on the wrist, and a good girl, let's go get him, from the FBI, from the CIA, from the NSA, National Security, from the administration that she worked under. There's a two-tiered system now in place. And in terms of where the objection came from for the Israeli embassy, which may interest some of you, we're going to hear about it right now because we're going to Rabbi Moshe Rothschild.
Ladies and gentlemen, special Weinbaum Show treat, the second most powerful man in Israel, official rabbi to Rolla and St. James, Missouri, future rabbi to the third temple from Ephrat Israel, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild. Hi, Rabbi. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Good. Hey, Rabbi, Mazel Tov on the scoop last week, and I understand you're no longer an illegal alien in Israel. Congratulations.
That's right. We are officially recognized. Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel.
You know, I'm beginning to believe my own BS about you. I mean, last week...
I called it.
You called Trump moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and I was paying attention to the news all week, and nobody verified that story until the last minute.
Yep.
Where do you get your information? Come on, you can tell me. You can tell me. I won't tell anyone else.
I can't. Let's just say I'm a rabbi, okay?
All right.
That's all I have
all
to
right.
say.
Not just an ordinary rabbi, right?
All right, exactly.
Hey, what's the reaction from the Arab states, PLO, Hamas, and what states are in support that surprise you?
Well, today we got news that the Czech Republic has recognized Jerusalem, or at least West Jerusalem, as the capital, and they're going to be moving their embassy as well. There's also talk about a number of African countries moving their embassies and recognizing. Our Prime Minister Netanyahu has been to Africa 3 times in the last year and a half. We have very good relationships in many African countries. What I think the news has done is kind of overblown the reaction on the Arab street. The honest truth, Dave, is that it's very quiet here. There has not been a lot of violent reaction other than in some of the Arab towns, Arab villages, but not, they haven't really taken to the streets of Jerusalem and this and that, a little bit in East Jerusalem. I don't think the Arab street really cares, to be honest with you, because to them it's not a religious issue, it's a political issue. The Arab street cares about the Temple Mount. The Intifada was launched when Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister, went up to the Temple Mount in 2001, I think it was, or 2000. But the Arab street doesn't really care that much about this. I'm telling you, it's overblown. No one's going to be talking about it here in a few days.
So I'll assume that the Vatican will be announcing soon via the Pope that they are moving their embassy as well.
Oh, right. Look, the Vatican has a big problem with the state of Israel because the theology of the Catholic Church was that the Jewish people were not supposed to return to the land of Israel, and there was not supposed to be a state of Israel. In fact, the Vatican did not recognize the state of Israel. Forget recognizing Jerusalem as a capital. Did not recognize even the state of Israel, and I think until in the mid-1990s, 1993, 94, something like that, because the state of Israel was a problem for their theology. And they're certainly not going to recognize Jerusalem, but we don't take them seriously. As soon as the Pope starts to return all the things that they pillage from the temple 2,000 years ago, which we know are sitting in the Vatican, then we can take them seriously.
Aha! Aha! What do you know about funny? Because that ain't going to happen. You know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, you know, there's talk at the menorah, you know, large candelabras in the Vatican. I mean, yeah. Let's pony
I
up.
I think
let's
ought to publicize that and send him a bill. You know, come on.
Exactly.
Hey, how will this affect the peace process using the Saudi suggestions that Carolyn Glick's column revealed?
Well, I think that this is going to further the peace process. You know, this is what a lot of politicians have been saying here, and I actually wrote an article about it. I don't know if I sent it to you.
I read your article. It's going to be on DaveWeinbaum.com.
Look, I feel strongly that maybe in the short term there might be an uptick in violence and reaction. I mean, who knows? But in the long term, unless people are honest and they put their cards on the table and we say straight out, look, Jerusalem's our capital. We're not carving it up again. We're not dividing it. We have to say it straight out, because if we create false hopes, there'll never, ever really be peace. So we need to start from this point that Jerusalem's not being carved up. It's our capital city, and now we can actually discuss real peace and stop pussyfooting around the issue when we all know the bottom line is that we're not dividing Jerusalem. I mean, Donald Trump said it, I think, in his declaration. He said, look, for the last 2 decades, this idea of dividing Jerusalem it hasn't gotten us any closer to peace. So we need to try a whole new tactic. And I think he's on the right track.
What's the justification now for any Jew anywhere to be anti-Trump and pro-Obama?
You know, it's funny because all these Jews who were anti-Trump are like, they're saying, well, I like what Trump did here, but don't think it means I like Trump. You know, they're trying to sort of compartmentalize their approval of Trump. Even look, Alan Dershowitz, he wrote a very strong article saying that Trump, you know, this was a great move. Alan Dershowitz writes that he wrote that this was the perfect anti-Obama move, that Obama's last thing in office was basically he helped pass a UN resolution against Israel, against the Judean Samaria. And now Trump did the perfect gesture in opposition to Obama. Take a look at Alan Dershowitz's article. It's a great article.
Actually, he's on my radio show twice today. So he is going to preempt you. How's that? Hey, you know, and speaking of this anti-Trump stuff, Obama just came out and compared Trump to Hitler. Is he projecting?
You know, we have a saying in Hebrew. In Hebrew, it's kol ha-posel b'umo posel. Whatever you try to pin on someone else, it's actually just a reflection of you. I think Sigmund Freud said something like that, too. But, look, Obama is like, he's turning into like the fifth column. You know, he doesn't leave Washington. He's trying to undermine, I think, this presidency. His ambassador, Dan Shapiro, who is Obama's ambassador to Israel, didn't leave Israel. He's still here. He said he was going to stay till the end of the school year so he could his kids could finish school. But meanwhile, the school year ended, and now it's December. He's still here.
Just send him to Gaza.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's here. The Obama's ambassador to Israel, Dan Shapiro, is here trying to, you know, further Obama's policies here in Israel. You know, I think he's just kind of holding on. He wants to be president.
Hey, you know, Rabbi, my girlfriend Lisa's, she's an MBA. She's blonde, but she reads at a redhead level. Rabbi Moshe Rothschild, ladies and gentlemen, right, calling all the way from Ephrat, Israel. Future rabbi to the Third Temple, is that
and
next?
It is getting closer.
Do you know?
It's getting closer.
Can you reveal it on this show right now?
Well, I'll just say that the Bible prophesies that the nations of the world will come against Jerusalem, and that's exactly what happened this week.
Right. You got that. Hey, Rabbi, thank you so much. Shabbat shalom, my friend.
Shabbat shalom, Dave.
You know, this is, I don't know how to say this, but that's one of the biggest scoops to have in 2,000 years. Think about it. The Jews were thrown out in 70, the year 70, 76, around there, by the Romans. They were literally thrown out of Jerusalem. Now, some were allowed to stay, but that's when the diaspora happened, when we all got dispersed throughout the world, and my family somehow got to Odessa, Russia, maybe via Alexandria, Africa, maybe then to Spain, then to Germany, where they acquired the name Weinbaum, and then to Poland, and then down the Polish corridor to the Black Sea, Odessa, Russia, and then from there to, well, Chicago, and from there to here, Rolla, Missouri. So it's an incredible story. Because the Jews never gave up on Jerusalem and Israel. They never gave up as Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So, anyways, hey, let's talk a little bit about, this is a great transition. Right now we're going to talk about Kent Jewelry. And Ken wants you to know they're not closing. He's just selling. He's retiring. He's going to get it to a new owner, then it's going to be as good or better than ever, all right? And he wants to thank all his customers for three decades, of which I am one. He's having the biggest sale of his life. He slashed prices even further, discounts up to 65% and off. And for my listeners, the Dave Weinbaum Show, if you mention that, you get another 10% off on the sale price. But the best selection is now, and many of the items are one of a kind, and when they're gone, well, they're gone. Ken has authorized his staff to make the deals to sell everything, so, you know, make him an offer. Who knows, right? Kent is not closing. Remember that. Kent's just retiring. He's selling his jewelry store, and he will be here as a morning mayor. 907 Pine Street, downtown Rolla. Tell him Dave sent you and get an extra 10% off the already 65% off you're getting now. All right. Where are we now? Okay. By the way, you want to call the show. It's a busy show, I know, but, you know, get your thoughts in, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
You know, a lot of you guys, I imagine, I was just steaming when I watched that FBI director, but I was so charged, I was so impressed, finally, with the Republicans, most of whom did a great job, I mean, just a great job of... questioning Ray, and Ray did not acquit himself well. You know, the Democrats, they asked, I think this was a setup. Trump tweeted out that the morale at the FBI was in tatters, and they asked Director Ray about it, and Ray gave this long talk about how great all the agents and all the people that work as employees for the FBI are, and no, there's no morale problem. Who the hell was talking about the agents? Donald Trump was not talking about the agents when he twittered that. He was talking about the corrupt leadership from Comey to Mueller, to now even this guy who Trump appointed. What happens when these guys get appointed to the FBI and the DOJ? Is there some injection they give them that makes them stupid, that makes them corrupt? Jeff Sessions? What happened to him? Why isn't he doing anything? It's not just the Russia cover-up. It's apparent he's not doing anything. I just find this just incredible. All right, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800, or...
Star KTTR.
Hey, I got a notice here, New Year's Eve celebration, dance the night away over at the... Okay, where is this at? It's in town... Oh, there it is. Hasselman Alumni House, 1100 North Pine Street, Rolla, Missouri. Hors d'oeuvres and champagne toast at midnight. You got a great band there. That's Bob. It's from Alec the Car. She's hosting this. And, well, me and Lisa are going. It's only $50 a ticket. And if call Electicar and make arrangements, because they're going fast, 573-368-7355. That's 573-368-7355 or 573-465-4321. All right. We're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show. We have a caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Chester from north of Doolittle.
Hey, Chester, what's up?
Everything's fine. Just getting over a cold and surviving nicely.
Okay. Well, I didn't see or hear from you last week, so
that's right.
Getting a little worried about you.
That was when
you.
The cold started.
Oh, well, okay.
Anyway, one of the problems that's happening still, I'm convinced, with the Republicans is that actually it's a several-part issue. So many of them hated Trump. So many of them were convinced that Trump was never going to win, and they'd given up on him. And now they are also scared still that if the next election goes for the Democrats, that they not only can have Trump impeached or something like that, but it'll then get personal against all the Republicans who are in their various offices. That's I'm convinced, what still drives people like Jeff Sessions. He, or you know, and not even Jeff, you know, all of the Republicans in the Senate and everything, they're still worried that, you know, if they really, really went after Hillary, even if they manage to put her in jail, which won't happen in the near future, but, you know, before the next election, but if they manage to put her in prison, the hatred and vilification against the against the Republicans by the Democrats, if they take office, would be very nasty and personal. And they're scared of that.
Well, you know, we're looking at, you know, they fully expected that Hillary cheated well enough that she was going to win.
Oh,
and when she didn't win, they formulated, this is Obama. This is a continuation of the Obama administration. That's what he thought Hillary would be.
Absolutely.
Where they could bury all this stuff about Uranium One and the emails and all that stuff. Well, okay, they had a little chink in the road, and that was Donald Trump getting elected.
Well,
so there's millions of people out there, Chester, who believe that, and it wasn't close. I don't care what they say about the popular vote. I don't care, because you could run it differently and get the popular vote and not get the Electoral College. Trump beat her and beat her bad.
Oh, I know that.
And he beat Obama by beating her and beat him bad.
Yeah, but
and they don't get it.
Well, yeah, but that's the problem. It's not what you and I see. What I'm saying, this is what they in the swamp, the residents in Washington see. They are still scared to death of the Democrats.
Well, they shouldn't be.
I know
they should
that.
Be fighting back. That's why. That's why I do this show.
That's why.
Tell those cowards, Chester. You shout out. You yell at them and say, you know, what's wrong with you people?
That's what people have been telling them all along. That's what's so insane about the current Republicans is that they are still running gunshot. You know, everybody who complains about there are still so many so-called, you know, conservatives on the radio who are still upset that Trump tweets regularly. They want to take it away from him. It's the best thing he ever did.
Absolutely.
Because he takes it right.
Tweeting them softly.
Bush spent 8 years. Just taking
it's driving them mad,
wanting to bring to enter the fray because that was not presidential, and that was correct. Unfortunately, nobody else in the Republican Party took up the mantle. Every time,
well, it's not just that you got Obama calling Trump, claiming there's going to be a genocide in this country because of Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guess who would have done that? You know, in my opinion.
Cool.
Anyways, listen, Chester, I got to go, man. Thanks for the call. Hi to Martha. All right, and we're going to be right back because we're going to take another break and then come back with Cheryl Chumley. No, it's Drew Berquist and then Cheryl Chumley. I told you I got a packed show. All right, this is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Morning, sleepy. Guess you want McDonald's for breakfast?
How'd you know?
You're sleep humming the McDonald's jingle.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just did it.
No, I didn't.
So, McDonald's?
I could use my cafe latte.
There's a McDonald's for every morning. Start yours with a breakfast combo for just $1.50. Choose from a sausage McMuffin sandwich and hash browns or a sausage biscuit and hash browns. Single item at regular price. Limited time at participating restaurants. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
How do you not hear that?
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical has a large selection of unique home health aids and equipment to make life just a little more comfortable for you and your loved ones. They make it easy for you by helping you select these items from their showroom and also through a catalog. At Hillcrest, you can find hospital beds, commodes, ostomy supplies, catheters, diabetic supplies, blood pressure monitors, wheelchairs, walkers, crutches, canes, and so much more. Let Hillcrest bill Medicare and Medicaid for you. That's Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical, 1100 South Bishop, Highway 63 in Rolla. Their service shows they care.
I want to talk to you about Daniel's climate control storage. Temperatures are kept from 60 to 80 with 55% humidity. If you ever watch Storage Wars, you know how your stuff can get smelly and ruined. Daniel's storage has secure gates and keypad access and security cameras. Call Investment Realty at 573-364-4050. I keep my stuff at Daniel's. How about you?
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online? Looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary? Getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Shadowwood Pet Resort. But Ralphie tells me only on their supervised nature trails, and it's back to their warm and comfy condos with food, water, and treats for any length stay. And they separate dogs by size. Now a condo for cats in a different room. Great assortment of food, toys, collars, and bowls. Tell them Ralphie sent you and get a free treat. 368-4866. That's 573-368-4866. 11-420 Cedar Grove, where your pets might be having a better time than you. Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook. That song is dedicated to my audience out there in La La Land, L.A. I know it's rough out there right now. You got a lot of, you're dealing with a lot of fires. And praying for you here in the middle of Missouri. Sorry it's happening. And listen to my show, if you can, on KMET 1490 and Riverside there, right between L.A. and San Bernardino and Palm Springs. And then I'll be on Talk America Live later on today. I think it's on at 5 in the afternoon. They play me once or twice a week as well. So we're back on the show, and I've got CIA expert, OpsLens.com editor, Drew Berquist.
Ladies and gentlemen, new Weinbaum favorite. He's just been elevated by that this week. He is the former CIA terror expert, editor of OpsLens.com, and 30-time tour in the Middle East. Is he nuts or is he just brave? I think he's pretty much both. Drew Berquist. Hi, Drew. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm
good. Thanks for the elevation, by the way.
Hey, anytime, anytime. You know what? That's 30 tours that I didn't take. So, boy, oh, boy, we owe you a lot, buddy. No doubt about it. Hey,
my pleasure.
Who has been the worst performer in Trump's cabinet that's still there?
Who do you think?
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah,
He's either got to get a special prosecutor or resign. Somebody said that today, and you know what? What has this guy done besides recuse himself? Recused himself from the Trump campaign's dealings with Russia, not with Hillary Clinton in 2009, 2010. What's he doing?
He's definitely not delivered the way that I think President Trump wanted him to. I don't know the guy from Adam.
You even got Democrats like Doug Schoen calling for a special prosecutor to examine Uranium One.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think several of them. I think really, you know, and look, I support President Trump. I love the ideas that he's brought forth. I think, you know, Washington's made it very difficult on him. And I think that, you know, this is a learning process for he and his staff and some of the close people around him. But I think there's several people, obviously several that are gone now and you know, Scaramucci and Priebus and, you know, Bannon and several others who are no longer there. But I think in addition to Sessions, there's been some folks who have done really well. I think Kelly's done really well. I think Tillerson's done well on one side of things in terms of diplomacy and the respect that he brings. But he's also been an issue, too, and not necessarily towing the line. So I think there's lots of things that need to be cleaned up, but it also needs to be done well because, you know, the left's going to pick him apart as more changes come, and it's also going to thwart kind of some of the progress that's being made at those different departments.
I think because of the nature of the job, Trump is able to tell Tillerson a little bit more directly what to do and what not to do, whereas Sessions can always hide behind the recusal or the law factor. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, you're 100% correct.
Now, I sent you something today. I don't know if you got it or not, but this alternate juror in the Steinle case said that the jury was told by the judge not to infer anything in terms of immigration, that this would not be part of the trial. The fact that this guy was a 7-time felon, 5 times kicked out of the U.S., and ICE demanded that he be kept in jail, and the San Francisco officials let him go.
Yeah.
And, you know, even at the worst, he should have gotten involuntary manslaughter, shouldn't he?
100%. You know, again, I'm no legal expert. You know that about me by now. You know, we usually had a different, end game in mind for the targets we were
going after. Wait a minute. You're CIA. That's intelligence, and it's in all fields. I know that. Come on, don't put yourself down. That's what wives are for.
Well, I'm just saying I'm not big on prosecution. We always had a different goal in mind for who we were going after rather than arresting them. But
yeah, but what was that? Can you say that on the air?
It was a dirt nap of sorts.
Dirt nap. Yeah, dirt nap. Oh, that's cute. Okay.
So I'm going to remember that.
I take all that back what I said about you, though. All the bad stuff.
There you go. I think, you know, the manslaughter charges being dropped aside and taking all that aside, you listen to that, the alternate juror and what he said, and it just shows that it's the state of depravity that we're in now, particularly in those sanctuary cities and those that are wishing to be or are on the fence of becoming sanctuary cities, because there's just no common sense or logic left. Like, you know, how can you say, don't mind the fact that he's an illegal immigrant and that he's already broken the law right there, and then you add on his rap sheet, and then you keep going from there, and it's like, I don't know how they could not have acted the way they did.
Here's the last part of this was that they said that in order for them to convict on involuntary manslaughter, he had to be brandishing the weapon. And
correct.
Nobody introduced evidence that he was actually brandishing.
Right.
So, what an outrage. Meanwhile, the DOJ has a warrant for his arrest. Is this double jeopardy, or can they get away with it?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think it's anyone's guess anymore. I mean, in theory, in the old days, justice would be served one way or the other. These days, it's so much more likely that people walk free for a myriad of reasons, whether it's, you know, the new PC that everyone's fighting for, or, you know, a strong defense, whatever the case might be. I'm not optimistic for cases like his or any others like it, frankly, based on the climate that we've seen in Washington, with big cases right down to cases such as his, you know, in local cities and regional areas of the country. So I don't know if it's going to do any good at all.
Does Robert Mueller Does he still have any piece of honor left?
I don't think so. I mean, look, again, I don't know the guy, but from what I know of him and the way this has all been handled, you know, credibility, as is the case with the Bureau as a whole right now, the agency to an extent as well, you know, several elements within D.C., is so broken that you just, it's probably not going to be able to be repaired. So I think that the Mueller falls in that category for sure. You know, there's questions from both sides of the aisle. There's a national distrust. You know, the only people that actually like and support Robert Mueller right now are the people who are so ignorant and diehard about getting Trump impeached that they don't care whether the facts are real or not. They just want it done and are willing to accept whatever it takes.
After watching today's testimony, that seems like it's Christopher Gray, the new head of the FBI as well, to me.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is. You know, I can't overemphasize enough, you know, no matter what the issues is, you know, what they are, when you're surrounding this stuff now and the culture and the climate in which we're living in, it's just so different and foreign to me, you know, to the place that we've gotten here. It's very, very disappointing and disheartening.
Hey, Drew, you know, You remind me of this. Don't mess with old veterans. They got that way for a reason. Would you agree?
Right.
All right,
absolutely.
Drew Berkowitz, ladies and gentlemen, calling me from I don't know where, and I don't care because he'll have to shoot me if he tells me. Thank you so much, Drew. Weinbaum favorite. Have a great weekend.
All right, we're back on the Dave Weinbaum Show. We still got Cheryl Chumley to go, and I do want to take your calls, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Right now, let's take our fourth and final break, and that way we'll have... Cheryl Chumley, and then some unfettered time for some phone calls. Hit it, Lee.
Being a business owner can be tough, especially when trying to design the signage just right for your business. Missouri Neon can help. Family owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. They provide custom expert sign design, manufacturing, installation, and service for virtually everyone from large businesses to schools and churches. They specialize in full color digital signage and new LED lighting technology and can offer affordable sales and equipment leasing options. Stop stressing and let them take care of you. That's Missouri Neon, your signage experts. 1-800-788-1778.
The Acar Real Estate Sign in the Yard is your first step to sold. Whether buying or selling, put the best team of realtors to work for you. Acar Real Estate is the top-selling real estate agency in four counties. They work diligently to make your real estate transactions happen. Independently owned and operated for over 12 years by Dalek Acar, broker owner. When you want results that move you, call the professionals at Acar Real Estate at 368-SELL. That's Acar Real Estate at 368-7355.
Sales results obtained from Maris Incorporated.
When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
Owner Gary Builder of Lucas Wine and Spirits on why they are the place to shop.
Well, for 15 years, we have worked hard on our wine department. We have the best selection of Napa, Washington State, and Oregon wines in the state of Missouri.
From the novice to the know-it-all.
I mean, this is where people come that are serious shoppers. They know that all they need is one location. See our new store at 15678 Manchester.
Or online at lucasliquorstl.com.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
This is the latest from the Weinbaum News Network. This week, the White House held their annual Christmas party, and President Trump wanted even the Democrats to feel welcome with these great Christmas carols.
You better not judge, you better not hate, you better not bully or discriminate. Progressive Santa's come into town.
Yeah. He's 50 different races.
And all for tax reform.
He'll protect all your children.
Well, as long as they've been born, you'd better watch out.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had an advantageous nose.
He outlived his friends.
He passed his bright red traits on. Darwin said that's how it goes.
Evolution's not a theory.
President Trump reaching out to the politicians on the left just in time for the holidays.
Did you know that's your baby boy? The NRA. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is white?
He had some songs for those celebrating Kwanzaa.
The halls with Coochie Chugglee, Kwa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-w
and some great music for the Jews in the crowd.
Away in a manger with Jesus and crew. His schmeckle got cut because, hey, Christ was a Jew.
And to all the festivities, liberals responded with...
Impeach 45!
Wow, can't blame a guy for trying. This has been the latest from the Wine Mom News Network.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you...
That's Keith Stevenson produced that with some suggestions for me. Lee wasn't exactly crawling on the floor with laughter like he usually does, but it was pretty good. I mean, it was, Trump had the Christmas party this week. I know CNN refused to come. How about that? And you got Cummings, Representative Cummings, who is a civil rights... hero who refuses to go to the opening of a new civil rights museum. Why? Because President Trump is going to be there. And you've got this actress, Jennifer Lawrence, who says the next time she sees Trump, if she sees him, she's going to throw a martini at him, which is a double hit because, well, he doesn't drink. So anyways, we're going to now go to Winebomb favorite, Cheryl Chumley, and then I'll be back after that and do as much as I can. Take your calls at 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
All right, hit it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Winebomb favorite, media goddess, online editor of the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. Hi, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks. The RNC is now backing... Moore, McConnell's backing off, and Trump is endorsing him. And Al Franken just gave a non-resigning resignation speech. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of days here. Big splashy news with the RNC and Donald Trump backing Roy Moore now.
Well, why would people think that Al Franken resigning and Conyer... resigning has anything to do with Moore?
Democrats are going to set the stage in 2018 to run as if the Republicans are warring on women, and this is part of their messaging. This is part of their platform.
Now, here you still insist that that Moore should resign. He's probably going to win, by the way. But I ask you this, and I know I'm going to put you on the spot with this. You know, it seems... Your thoughts about Moore seem to be in conflict with your support for President Trump, who was also accused of many sexual peccadilloes.
I don't think so. Well, first and foremost, I'm not an Alabama voter, so my opinion on what Roy Moore should or should not do is really a moot point. Just as a columnist, as a commentary writer, my opinion was and still is, that I don't want him elected to that seat, and I have my reasons why. As far as that being in conflict with Trump,
Yeah. First
off, you know, the whole Trump tapes, those were from years and years and years ago, before Trump was even in politics, before I think he was even a Republican. So when Trump was elected to the White House, it was already known about his background. The American people voted for him, and... You know, those statements were vetted already, and it was just something that did not strike me as offensive as what the first Korfman accuser against Roy Moore has come forward to state.
Moore's accusations were 38 years old.
And I understand.
So, okay, I'm just going to make that. Because I don't want to get into a big row with you about this. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know I'm on the wrong side of this to a lot of people, but I haven't changed my mind.
Okay, I'm just throwing it in there. Hey, Jose Inés García Zárate, arrested by the DOJ. I thought he had his trial already in San Francisco.
Well, good. That was the state issue. And now we're going to get the Department of Justice coming, breathing down his neck, which he badly needs. It was such a travesty of justice, and he was just let off scot-free. So I, for one, am very glad to see the DOJ coming after him.
You know, I believe that the special prosecutor is a Dem-sponsored, Obama-directed coup on the current president of the United States. What do you think?
I think as each and every day goes by, particularly after that fiery judicial hearing today, judicial committee hearing in the House today, I think that's becoming more and more evident. You know, 95% of the attorneys that were appointed to work with Mueller on this Russia collusion witch hunt are proven Democrat donors. They've supported Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and other Democrats through the years. So that alone should tear apart any notion of unbiased.
Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, said that very same point, only the one guy that got fired from his job was this Strovic, whatever his name is, and that his suspicion is that he was the one that either prepared and or took the dossier information to the FISA court and got them to issue out all the warrants for spying. Now, Ray would not answer the question. And all that that Jordan was asking for was the FBI's thing, not anything from the court. What do you think of that?
I was there, not there, but I was watching as it unfolded on Fox News, and I was pausing my TV to get down every word of Jim Jordan's statement because I thought it was magnificent, his questioning of Christopher Wray. I think Jordan may be onto something here, and I think this could be the next red flag to watch in this whole Russia collusion case as it unfolds and as it crumbles in Mueller's face, because it's very significant that the one guy that Mueller fired from his investigative team, whereas they're all known Democrat supporters, the one guy he fires, curiously, could have been the same guy who brought the application for spying on American citizens to the FISA court. And that's all Jim Jordan wanted. He wanted the application with the applicant's name on it, which is not classified material. But as you just pointed out, Chris Wray ducked and dodged on it. And I think that is hugely significant.
You now have Democrats, Doug Schoen, and Republicans saying that if Jeff Sessions doesn't appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the investigators and things like Uranium One, then Jeff Sessions should resign. What are your thoughts?
I'm not ready to call for Jeff Sessions' resignation for that reason. The reason why is because I think as this investigation is going forward, we're just seeing more and more how it's a house of cards. It's just falling on itself, and we certainly don't need more taxpayer dollars and taxpayer time and media attention thrown at another special counselor or prosecutor.
Well, I'll say this. You know, you've got people getting destroyed. You got Manafort getting destroyed. You've got General Flynn destroyed. And I don't know how much collateral damage you want. You got the possibility of Trump kids being charged. The president himself already had an impeachment vote yesterday. 58 Democrats backed his impeachment. I think you got to fight back with something. And I think you need another special prosecutor that is not involved at all with the FBI to investigate the FBI.
You make really good case for that. I just think that this whole Russia collusion investigation is crumbling as we speak, and I just can't see it being carried forward that much longer.
Well, it's no longer the Russian collusion. It's the obstruction of justice. And tomorrow it will be the jaywalking on your way to Congress. So
it's getting to the point. It's just too ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Though.
Hey, Cheryl, you know, I got a great, you know, the Black Friday. I got a great deal on a desk.
Did you?
Yeah, it came pre-cluttered. Cheryl Chumley, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Virginia. Thank you so much, Cheryl. You have yourself a great weekend. All right, you know what? She's terrific, right, Leah? She's really good.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, there's some things I disagree with her on, and I think I'm slowly convincing her. She was a big Jeff Sessions old cheerleader, and now she's, well, I don't know, maybe, you know. And then the thing about Moore, none of his stuff has been justified. So how do you claim none of his accusations have been justified? So how do you claim that Moore should get out of the race and not Donald Trump? Because, you know, I don't think any of his stuff was justified except for the locker room talk about doing stuff that he had with this Billy, whatever his name is, Billy Bush, actually. You know, how do you support Trump and not support Moore until proven guilty? It's a big, big problem in this country, because now anybody, any woman can get up and say, you did this to me 30 years ago, without any proof at all. And if you're a politician, you're going to be called on, well, to resign without any proof or any court or anything else. I think there's a big problem here, don't you think, Lee?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we have a justice system. That's mm-hmm. why you have a right to know who your accuser is. You have a right to a trial. You know, then if you convict the guy, well, that's a different story. And then you've got all these Democrats calling for Franken, you know, who gave a non-resignation speech. What do you say? He says, well, I'll be resigning in a few weeks. What does that mean, Lee? Does that mean he's going to resign? It's just mind-boggling. You know, they got their finger up in the air to see whether or not Moore is going to get elected or not, so somehow they can become the high mark on the woman's issue, when it's pretty well escaped them now with the revelations of these Democrats who were pandering, like Conyer and Franken. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, this is Jim from Rolla.
Hey, Jim, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you 100% on these women and this Moore deal. I mean, I had a friend that was walked up to two women that he'd known for years, put his hand around their waist, and yeah. just hugged them a little bit.
Yeah.
One of them accused him of sexually touching her in the wrong place.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the point where it's not going to be normal anymore. People are just going to, you know what, they're not going to ask him out on dates. Whoa, he's harassing me. Oh, my God. No. If you touch their shoulder, you put yourself out there.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Lee. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, I took the call. He just pushed a button. Thank you, Jim. Okay, call the show, 573-364-0800. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is
what the hell is that? Call me back. What the hell was that?
Weird.
Some woman was arguing in the background. Mm-hmm. Sounded like home. All right. I'll take out the garbage. What do you want from me? Okay, so anyways, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Okay. Executive order by executive order, policy by policy, Trump is steamrolling the Obama legacy into oblivion. America truly is becoming great again. The land theft that he took back from the state of Utah, that was well over 1 million acres, and Trump took about 85% of it back and gave it to the state where it belongs. America is the jobs. Oh, my God, they had a really good job report today. The stock market futures were way up. Businesses, we're bringing back businesses from
Ireland and Mexico, because now the tax rate's going to go be competitive to them via the tax reform bill. Communications, you know, this Twitter thing. Oh, my God. To Chester's point, this is what separates this president. You know, people say, well, that's not presidential. Well, it is now. He made it presidential, all right? I love hearing from the commander-in-chief, and I give him feedback sometimes. And you never know when this guy's going to – I mean, he listened to me once. You know, I mean, I had his ear when he was complaining, kvetching about Romney in a speech in person at the Political Action Committee meeting in Maryland. And I said, well, President, and he kept on talking about how great Romney is and how he couldn't win. And I said, I couldn't help myself. He says, he lost because he laid down in the last two debates. And, you know, then businessman Donald Trump looked at me and says, yeah, you might be right. You know, so how did he not know that? I like to think that's why he never laid down in a debate. That's why he kept fighting. That's why he kept, you could call it nasty fighting, but okay, he stayed in the ring. All right? And you know that nobody expected him to win. Nobody. Well, some people did. Cheryl Chumley called it. She called it early, and I went along with it. I sort of thought he might have a really good chance. But then again, I didn't call Romney, right? But then again, I know why Romney lost, because he gave up. He decided to be known as a racist and an undeserving rich person, and he gave up on 48 million people who he claimed he'd never get their vote. Well, Trump fought for every vote, and he did pretty good in the black community. He did very well in the women community, despite all that stuff that they talked about. So right now, Trump is... it's just rolling over just about everything Obama did, thank goodness. And I hope he keeps it up, and I hope Obamacare is next. And then the Iran deal. Let's get rid of that son of a gun and keep our allies and us safe. We don't need another North Korea in Iran. Do we, Lee?
No, sir.
ABC's fake news via Brian Ross, that Trump was directing Flynn to see Russians as a candidate. It sent the stock market crashing and libs jumping for joy. All right, and that's Joy Behar. In fact, let's see here. Play number one and then number two. We'll get them all in today, all right? So we're going to hear from, this is Fox and Friends on the weekend, and hit it, Lee.
We are giving, President Trump real fodder to attack them. And because it is fake news, this was something that had consequences. It wasn't just some, oh, I'm hearing President Trump may announce this or that from another. No, this was President Trump may have been involved in collusion. It could lead to impeachment. Mm-hmm. And the stock market, because of that, crashed. And then after the markets closed, they say, oh, actually, it was fake news.
It was interesting having Maria here, too, because she was like, I've never seen anything like this before. Mm-hmm.
And she's been covering the markets a while.
Yeah, talk about a veteran.
I don't want to say how long.
President Trump just has to sit back with his can of gasoline and just keep tossing it on because they're doing it to themselves.
It's
I mean, he's going to go down as someone who litigated fake news and the...
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Yay! Fake news.
That was all staged, too. They come out an hour later. He just came out and did that for dramatic effect.
Yeah, that was Joy Behar celebrating, and it's ABC's fake news from Brian Ross that Trump was directing Flynn during the campaign was to see the Russians. And even if he was, who cares? I mean, he could do that. So, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Are we almost done? Yeah, we're close, but we're not quite done. Anyways, you know, here's the thing about that thing in the stock market. And that's the thing in the stock market is billions and billions and billions of dollars were lost because of that phony news story by ABC. And I think they are probably scared to death right now that somebody's going to sue them who can prove that they lost their money because they were forced to sell and lose, you know, maybe who knows how many billions of dollars. I think ABC is culpable here. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lee from Richland.
All right, you got to make it quick because I'm on overtime here.
Anybody that has enough common sense to step up to the plate and ask for two scoops of ice cream is always going to get my vote.
All right, a man after my own taste, let's say. Hey, thank you so much for a great 9 years. Thank you, Lieber. Thank you, Keith Stevenson. And thank you for all the staff here, except for Al. Truly, it's been a great, great 9 years, and now I'm beginning my 10th year. Thank you so much, my audience, and all the people that are sharing my show, like, Claude Bouchard, Kevin and Candace, Karen, the Dillons, Joan Flatt, TJ Busk, Major Bravo, I already said something about Tex-Tex, Alderson and Pia. Thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show.